With a photograph like this, timing is everything. It catches the emotions in these women's faces. It catches them with their eyes open and not blinking. How do we time our photographs perfectly? There's a couple of different approaches. Obviously, the pros would have us believe that they just are masters at it. They can point their camera at something and know exactly when to click the shutter. Perhaps. I wouldn't be surprised. But it's never been a skill I've been able to master. Instead, I rely a little bit more on applied luck. And by that I mean, this is the kind of imagery that I always shoot with a motor drive. I want to have lots of exposures so that I can pick exactly the right one that has exactly the right expression. Hopefully not caught in mid-blink. I don't think this woman on the right, by the way, is blinking. I think she just has her eyes closed. Expressions are so fleeting, and the photographic moment needs to capture those expressions. Motor drives, however, in cameras present a serious problem. They're noisy. They're a terrible interruption to a moment like this. And I'm sure Jonathan Mueller wanted to be respectful and not interrupt these women in their grieving process. And this is where technology can now come to play with a marvelous tool. This is the kind of photograph that I now make using an electronic shutter that is absolutely virtually silent because there are no moving parts. Using my digital camera, I can set the shutter on motor drive, that is to say, rapid fire multiple exposures in sequence, using the electronic shutter speed, and capture this scene 10, 15, 20 times a second. And from all of those captures, choose the one that gives me the perfect composition. It's either that, or develop the skill set that served the great masters like Cartier-Bresson, Robert Capa, and all those 35mm camera users, and become absolutely masterful at finding exactly the right moment, fraction of a moment, to click the shutter. I wish I had that skill, but sometimes in the creative process, it's better just to acknowledge our own limitations and solve the challenge with whatever technique we can, even if it means an extraordinary dependence on technology.